Our story today is called A Tree in the Road by Joseph Mazzella. The mountains where I live are full of turning, twisting, narrow, curvy roads. I was driving down one of those roads last spring. Days of on and off rain had made the ground muddy and hillsides mushy. As I rounded the curve, I saw the weakened soil had released a tree on the hill by the road. It was now laying on the asphalt, blocking my lane. I hit the brakes and slowly drove around it. Then I stopped. I knew it was only a matter of time before someone driving faster than I would crash into that tree. I got out of my car and tried to pull the tree into the ditch, but it was much too big and heavy. Didn't know what to do, but God in his wisdom and humor had other plans. 30 seconds later, a white pickup truck appeared and pulled over. Out stepped a bearded young man. "You need a chainsaw?" he asked. I said, "Yes." And he pulled one out of the back of his truck. For the next few minutes, he cut the tree into movable chunks while I carried them across the road and dumped them over the guardrail on the other side. "You never know when you'll need a chainsaw," I joked, while my newfound friend smiled and put his saw in the back of his truck. I waved goodbye and watched him drive off before heading back to my own car. As I drove away, I pondered how God had put us both in just the right spot at the right time. I felt happy knowing I was able to help prevent an accident and send a joyful thank you to God as the rain finally stopped and the sun broke through the clouds. In this life, you never know when you'll need a chainsaw. You do know, however, when you'll need a kind and loving heart, and that is each and every day. God's always seeking our help to make this world a better, safer, and more loving place. It's up to us to answer the call. Open your heart, then. Be ready, willing, and able. Fill your life with a million acts of kindness. Fill your days with countless moments of love. Help God to help this world today, tomorrow, and forever. Ecclesiastes 8:6, "For there is a proper time and procedure for every delight, though a man's trouble is heavy upon him." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.